Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, July 12th. I'm Ray Graff. Please pass the salt. How about a little pepper? We'll talk today about the art of seasoning food and how to enhance your culinary experience. We have a few seasoned experts in the studio, at least two. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle are here. They are the proprietors of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and they produce an extensive variety of salts and seasonings that are sold across the region. Spice things up. Give us a call now. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. They are Food Friday Hall of Famers, and they are here to take your calls coming up right after the news. Oh, hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's the Food Friday, don't you know? Seasoning, in short, it's the process of adding salt, herbs, spices to your food, but it can be more than that. Salt can draw out water from a dish, magnifying its natural flavor. Pepper and basil add a little extra flavor, and that's just the beginning. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle are here. They started growing garlic on a whim at their Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Soon they found themselves purveyors of a highly sought-after variety of garlic salts, mixes, rubs, and spices, and they are here with their latest tricks for the cooking season. Pass the salt, if you will. Give us a call. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org is the email address, but the number is 800-348-2551. Tony Carlotto, Darby Weagle, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So what's happening? What's new?
What's new?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the pumping up on a salt issue here.
Hey, man, it's in the script. Talk to Jim Lavoulis.
Well, he forgot the part about we're going to do some stroke joking today.
Okay. What? Now, why the stroke joking? Tell us, what happened, Tony Carlotto?
I had a stroke in April.
It was only in April, yep. And you're here.
You bet.
You're here in July.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is why you are a Food Friday Hall of Famer. How are you feeling?
Really good.
Yeah?
Super, yep. And walking around a bit. Arms a little bit slow. That's coming.
That's good, man.
But now slow, we got a whole new line of no stroke, no joke, no salt seasonings now. So all you saltaholics, keep using your salt. But we have a whole, for people who can't, there's a lot of people out there, we have a whole new line of stuff here.
Now, this is really, I mean, you may have gone more overboard with the no salt stuff, but you've been doing this all along as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No more 100-hour weeks either.
Well, that's good. Take it easy for a while. You come, you do the radio show once in a while, and get out and get some sun and whatnot. Darby, has he been difficult to deal with now since the stroke?
Nope. He's very good.
Really?
He does. Yeah, do have to keep him down a little bit.
Oh, so does he do what he's told is the main thing?
More or less.
That's what I thought.
But then he tells me what to do, and I run around and do it.
Okay, now that's going to wear thin after a while, right?
That's why I'm going on a vacation next week.
Good for you. Tony Carlotto, Darby Weagle are here. We talk seasoning on the program today. No stroke, no joke is the new one. And tell us about that, Tony.
I have a whole series of things with no salt at all. When I was in the hospital, they wouldn't even put a slice of pickle on my hamburger.
They wouldn't do it.
That's how they restricted the salt.
But they gave you a hamburger?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
I must say, that's some of the best food at BMC in Pittsfield. Unbelievable.
Really?
They had a chef's salad to rival any restaurant.
Wow.
Incredible. So,
that's
my only complaint was I'm going to put too much weight on laying around there.
So you came up with the no stroke, no joke, and so what's in it?
We had, it's a whole series of them. We always had before Tony's Tucson Cell, all but salt, was a good one.
Yeah.
In a Tuscan version of it. We have some new ones now. We got a Neapolitan topping.
What's in the Neapolitan topping?
You don't know either?
I don't know anything. You know me better than that.
Garlic, onion, bell peppers, rosemary, thyme, basil, marjoram.
Nice.
A little bit of Naples. We have an Italian stallion, which is garlic, onion, green bell peppers, and Italian seasoning.
Wow.
And both those work fine in all sorts of salads or pasta, vegetables, anything.
You know, we've talked about this before, and now there's obviously an imperative in your life to figure it out. But how do you approximate that? There's a certain, I don't even know how to describe it, the salty taste. How do you approximate that without salt?
Lots of flavor. You get used to it after a while. Yeah. I still have salt in my McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah.
I sneak in for a couple of double hamburgers and fries.
You're on the radio, Tony, okay? People are listening, theoretically.
Everybody does it. We're no doctors, as we always told before, but okay. Which was a little bit of a doctor. He says, you're not 40 anymore. I says, apparently not.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a question about seasoning, either with salt or without salt, we have experts on the topic, Darby Weagle and Tony Carlotto of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts here. So I take it your usual busy summer schedule will be tapered off a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Local farmers markets, we canceled some long distance, but we'll be in Round Lake, New York in August.
Round Lake is a pretty good,
yeah, a nice
good
market.
Drive, yeah.
We're going to Monticello in September to the Harvest Festival down there.
Nice.
Then the Three Garlic Festivals, the Bennington Festival of Vermont and Labor Day weekend.
Oh,
and the September Socrates, the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival, and then the Connecticut Garlic Festival on Columbus Day. So,
all right, well, you know,
they're bringing me with a forklift, I'm going to be there.
Take it slow, man. Take it slow.
I got Darby to do all the work for me. So I call my darling Darby, my most beautiful, dearest darling Darby. She's picked up the slack
okay.
really good.
She's not even rolling her eyes too much when you say that. Good for you.
Well, the good thing is I learned a lot, especially when he was in the hospital for 5 weeks. So,
yeah.
And we had some big orders and things to fill.
Yeah.
And I had to learn to, you know, print the labels, actually make the salts. I'd call him and say, because he usually does all the making.
Yeah.
And I'd say, okay, we need, you know, sex on the beach. Oops.
It's all right. You can say that. It's public
okay.
You can say sex on the beach.
Or we need Tony's Tremendous All-Purpose Stopping. And I'd say, okay, so what goes in that?
Yeah.
So then he'd list off all this stuff. And
well, you knew that off the top of your head. You don't
oh, yeah.
have a list anywhere?
No,
that you
keep it
you
all
know?
In my head.
I had to write them down.
Okay, so you have them now
have,
on a list.
I have a lot of them now.
Are there any secret ingredients that we don't know about?
No.
Well,
it's just it's the combination.
Though.
Yeah.
Like in the Tony's, is mushroom and garlic base. But the... Both of those are roasted a little bit, not only when they're curing, but just a little bit of roasting to add flavor to them.
Yeah.
And different amounts of herbs that are in them, so there's a little bit of trick.
And you have
there.
Stocks of the herbs and stuff ready to go?
We do. We just got 2 tons of salt delivered.
2 tons of salt.
A ton of white and a ton of
white and pink Himalayan. Thank my son for coming down to Adam of getting a forklift from his buddy Mike to get him off the truck for me.
Wow, that's a lot of salt.
And so. How many thousands of bottles did we get?
8,000 bottles.
8,000 bottles.
Are you a 2-person operation,
yep.
really? I mean,
we are.
Okay.
One and a half.
Well,
one and a half, right?
So, Darby, you've been doing the mixing.
Yep.
And what have you learned?
I've sort of learned what goes together.
Yeah.
You know, and how much of what the first thing I had to make, and I was all excited about it. I think it was Tony's Tremendous, and I was like, okay, because I knew it had a whole bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah.
And first time. I smelled it, and I'm like, this doesn't quite smell right. So then I asked him something, and then he'd say, well, put in more of this or that. And,
interesting. So, Tony, all these years, it's all been in your head.
Like the Iron Masters of a couple hundred years ago, all those recipes for making steel and iron were all in their heads.
But how do you keep it consistent from year to year?
Stop smoking pot and booze and that.
Okay, Tony
Carlotto. Keep going with
that. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's going to be one of those days. Hey, Zach, let's take a break. Tony Carlotto, Darby Weagle are here from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield. It's Food Friday. We talk seasoning today. Oh, they brought some food. We'll talk about that coming up. You never know what's going to happen when Darby Weagle and Tony Carlotto are here, but it's a Food Friday. 800-348-2551 is the number. All right, I tried the salmon, and I got to say, Tony, you make a good salmon. And you said, guess what's on it? And before I could even guess, you told me what was on it.
I don't want to play Stump the Band for too long.
Magic chili topping. And so what's in this?
There's 17 ingredients. It's chili powder with garlic, ginger, turmeric, some beetroot powder, a whole bunch of other ingredients.
Less than 5% salt.
Yeah, I'm going to take the salt completely out of it to make it a no-stroke, no-joker.
You know, it's enough salt.
I also sell that as a chili seasoning. That bottle there would do like 4 pounds of chili. So it's a sprinkler top. It can top on everything.
It doesn't taste that spicy, though. Would it be
no,
all right?
No, you can add your own spice or heat.
Yeah.
When you put it into any kind of chili, whether it's a vegetarian chili or a beef chili or turkey or whatever, It's got great flavor to it. You don't really need it. People say, I made the hottest chili ever, but the dog won't even eat it. Do I do that?
The dog won't even eat it.
Everybody's got 10 bottles of hot sauce at home and never use it.
Is it traditional to give the dog spicy chili?
Well, they try when they can't eat it. Rover gets it.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay, what are we drinking here, Darby?
We are drinking wild apple cider from Cider House.
Mm.
In
Waitley, Mass.
Oh, I like
it. Delicious.
It is nice. It's not too sweet. It's very nice.
They make a black currant one that is to die for.
You brought that last time.
We did.
Yeah,
that's killer. We ran out of that one.
Yeah, that's very nice. That goes very well with the salmon. And you cook that on the plank, huh?
On the plank, right in the oven on the rack, 350 for about 23 minutes.
Oh, so you put the plank right in the, and it doesn't catch fire in the oven?
No. People say soak them, do that. If it gets a little bit charred, it's fine. Add some flavor to it. But
interesting.
They don't catch on fire.
The number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a question about seasoning today, we're kind of listen, these two, Tony and Darby, are experts on this at Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. But now they have a new line of no stroke, no joke, salt-free stuff. And if you're looking for salt-free seasonings, a good time to call is right now while the experts are in the house. What else did you bring?
We bought some chicken wings.
You brought chicken wings?
I call it 30-30. 30 minutes at 350 and 30 minutes at 425.
Well, let's take a look.
It's got the Santa Fe Trail seasoning on it with just a little bit of a sriracha barbecue sauce.
And what's in the Santa Fe Trail seasoning?
It's more of a Southwest type. It's chili powders of various kinds.
Let me take a
look. Smoked paprika.
Oh, I love the look of this.
You might want to put a little salt on it.
It's very dark. Okay, so it's smoked paprika, various other minor flavors. What does that mean?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
I'm supposed to remember all this stuff. I had a stroke.
Well, well, write it down, man. Write it down. Well, feel free to eat something.
Oh, yeah.
We had a couple of wings before we left.
Yeah, they look delicious. It's tough for me to talk and eat, but
I agree.
Well, turn over to Darby, mean you'll chow down like she's good at that.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do?
Tell
a monologue?
I hope not.
No? All right. So they look delicious, and I will try those. I see pickles. Tell me about the pickles.
I make a lot of pickles at salt markets. I got a traditional sour pickle just made with salt and water. I put garlic in it. Instead of chopping garlic, they'll smash the garlic a little bit. It releases the flavor better with dill.
Which one is that?
This one right here.
All right, I'm going in.
They're probably 2/3 sour right now.
Okay, so am I.
Then we have a dill pickle. It's a traditional dill with garlic, like a kosher dark garlic dill. I put just a little bit of maple syrup to temper the bitterness in it. That's really nice. You never guess it was in there.
I've never heard of putting maple syrup in a pickle.
Well, I come across a recipe some years ago called Old Dutch Maple Pickles, New York Dutch Maple Pickles.
And yeah.
It's more of a sweeter pickle. It's really nice in it. It's quite a good flavor.
Is doing pickles a new thing for you guys?
I've been doing it for years.
Yeah?
They take it to markets in the summertime.
My God, every time you're here, I'm always amazed at how many things that you do.
I forgot to bring pastrami today. I just finished a batch of that.
Yeah, that's...
One-arm pastrami.
One-arm
pickles.
It's really good.
Well, I must say you do have a really good attitude post-stroke. I mean...
You got to. Can't cry, but I got to go forward, up and up.
That's amazing.
We're having fun, just living the dream.
Living the dream. Well, our number here is 800-348-2551. Those sour pickles, really good. I mean, and how long does it take to...
This is about 8 days in this... I sold some yesterday, so take one full sour, let them sit for 4 or 5 more days, then put them in the fridge to calm them down.
Now, will they go?
They'll keep going.
Will they change flavor for, say, 2-3 weeks if you?
They will. If you get them too hot, they can get maybe too sour or start bubbling over.
I hate to ask, but what makes them sour?
The fermentation on it.
Yeah.
Just salt
different
water.
Fermentation than, say,
you
the
dill
pickle.
You do that with carrots in there or make sauerkraut or other vegetables in there, but... These are Kirby cucumbers I had to get from Home Quest Farms in Hudson.
Yeah.
Fresh out of the field. They're the best products down there.
Very crispy. Very nice. Good job. Okay, so I see a jar there with some red stuff in it. What's that?
This is a present for you.
Oh, really?
This is from Florence Merrifield, 87 years old. She loves you.
Thank you
the
very
pie
much.
She sent last time.
It's raspberry.
This is raspberry jam she wants you to have.
You know what? The stuff that she sent last time was phenomenal.
She's
amazing.
Great stuff.
And I only had a taste of it, mind you.
She makes incredible pies.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's great. Our number here is 800-348-2551. We have Tony Carlotto and Darby Weagle here on a Food Friday, and we talk seasoning. Have you learned? Now, obviously, you were in the hospital for what? A few weeks? 4 weeks?
5 weeks.
Okay. You're getting back. You're getting your strength back slowly. But are you thinking about new salt-free things?
Well, I had 5 weeks to think about it. That's what I was preparing
when
I got out.
Did you do a lot of that?
Oh, you bet.
So what are you thinking about?
That's all sorts of these different vitamin things.
I have one for beef called castrated beef.
Let me see that. Castrated beef, really, Tony. No joke, no stroke. Unsalted castrated beef. Yeah, that's right. So it's garlic, of course.
Onion and garlic love beef.
So absolutely.
You can't
agree.
Mess with that.
Pepper, basil, celery seed. Now, the celery seed will give you kind of a salt.
A little kick out of that.
Yeah. Smoked paprika, touch of cayenne, and a few laughs. Use lightly. Can I open?
Sure.
Give it a, it's sealed, but...
It's sealed, which means I'll never be able to open it until the show's over. Oh, no, I got it.
Let's see. Open easy.
Let's see. I'll try a taste.
You put it in a hamburger mix or put it as a finishing topping on a steak if you're roasting something.
Okay, so this is made to...
Shake. That one you can just shake.
Oh, it's damn good. That's great.
And don't forget the poultry, unsalted chicken stuff.
Unsalted chicken
stuff. F's on the end, no T's.
Oh, I see what you put there. You're right. Hey, good for you. We do have
off of that red button of sex over there.
We do have an 8-second delay here. So yeah, you're all set. What's in this? It's cinnamon. Okay.
It's got five ingredients, which are quite a bit different.
Cinnamon.
Most chicken seasonings have garlic, onion, maybe some herbs in them, herbal type thing. This one's a little different. It's garlic, ginger, pepper, lemon, and just a touch of cinnamon. I've been baking chicken thighs with that. Incredible.
I've not heard of using cinnamon like this before. And
not
so,
a lot. Just a hint.
But they're not on your wings that you brought.
This has Santa Fe seasoning with a little bit of sriracha barbecue on it.
All right. Number here is 800-348-2551. If you want to talk seasoning with the experts and, we got the garlic salts. And even if you want to talk salt, I'm sure Tony still remembers.
You bet.
Yeah.
A lot.
Darby, at home, do you eat some salt?
Oh, gosh, yes.
You can't stop?
No. I like salt. And I don't have any problems, so I can eat as much as
I want. Do you rub it in? Rub salt in the wound, so to speak?
No.
No?
Well, nothing bothers me.
No?
No joke.
So you're happy. You're happy with what you have.
Yep.
Changed your situation.
I get my salt through bacon and sausage only now.
Okay. Well, does your doctor know that you're eating bacon and sausage?
Not 2 pounds anymore or 3 pounds anymore. Just maybe 4 or 5 pieces.
You doing the kielbasa this year?
I will, yeah.
Yeah?
Need 2 hands for that.
Yeah.
So, Darby, you'll be helping out?
Oh, I don't know. He hasn't.
I'll explore different ways of doing that maybe without so much salt. I'm going to investigate that.
It occurs to me that if the rehab goes another 6 months, let's say, Darby, you're going to know everything about the business.
I can. He told me yesterday I could be the boss.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 800-348-2551. Virginia in Schenectady. Virginia, you're on.
Hello. I have hypertension, so I try to cook low salt or no salt. But it's some foods that I use it in because it's an intensifying. Without it, it's, blah. So I'd like your suggestions. And how do you have a website to order your salt-free seasoning?
Yes, we do. We have rollingrocksalt.com, and there's an Etsy connection there. There's a whole section on Etsy, no stroke, no joke toppings on that. I think I got 6 different kinds on there now. The chili seasoning.
What was the first one before Rock?
Rolling Rock. Salt.com.
Oh,
Rolling Rock.
Okay.
When you go to my site, you'll see a thing, order at Etsy. It's in there 3 or 4 places.
Hey, good luck. Hey, Virginia, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. Number here is 800-348-2551. That's an interesting wing. I mean, not what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, you don't go into the bar and get wings like that. It's very good, though.
I thought they were outstanding.
It's got some, it does have a little heat.
The heat's from
making
the sriracha
barbecue. And, as being of Germanic stock, it doesn't take much to make my head sweat, but that's got some spice to it. It's very nice. And
I do on a large cookie sheet on a piece of parchment paper.
Is there salt in it?
There's no salt. It's got the Santa Fe topping, which I coat them with that. And when they're almost done, I put the sriracha barbecue sauce on them. 30 at 350, 30 minutes at 425.
That's very good. Really nicely done. Let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. Timothea in Stockbridge, you're on. Hello? Hello?
Timmy, come in.
Timmy? Timothea? Well, let's just...
Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're on the air.
Hi, Hi, Tony. It's Timmy.
Sure, I knew it was you. I saw the name up there, Timothea Stackford. There's only one Timothea. So nice to hear from you.
It's nice to hear from you. I'm so glad you're doing better.
You bet.
And I just want to tell you, Ray, I love this show. I love Tony's products. I have tons of his salts. And
well, thank you.
I always remember him as Santa.
You know what? We got a picture emailed from Tony very early on in which he was giving us a rude gesture, and so we knew he was going to be okay.
And he gave me a rude gesture back, too. So
yes, I did.
Well, even, one for one.
Fair is fair. Hey, Timmy, thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Food Friday. I do love this cider. What's the brand?
Carr.
Carr.
I like it because it doesn't hit you over the head sweet. Right. It's got a little apple sweetness to it. But
old-fashioned real cider.
Very nice indeed. Back to the phones and Leo in Gardner, Mass. Leo, you're on.
Yeah. How are we doing there?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good now that I can hear you. I got an old phone, and switching it around is difficult.
Okay.
Anyway, a friend of mine introduced me to potassium instead of sodium, and I was wondering if you could speak on that. Potassium, it's sold as no salt.
That's a new one to me.
Yeah,
my potassium's in bananas.
But I think it's potassium. I think it's connected with chloride. I don't know if it's potassium. I think that's road salt, right? Potassium chloride?
I think you could.
I'm not sure, but I think I know what you're talking about, Leo. Yeah. We're not chemists here, that's for sure.
Oh, well, I'll have to investigate that, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thanks very much for the call. Yeah, we don't want to recommend people put road salt on anything, okay? Except for roads. And even then, some people get a little upset. Let's go to Joan in Albany. Joan, you're on.
Oh, hello. You're making me hungry, and I don't know anything about seasoning, so I'm glad you're doing well. I wanted to ask if I can use the garlic that is sold in a jar in the store that's all cut up and says organic. It's not fresh. How can I use that?
Absolutely.
He's a snob
all
with garlic, but I say you can use it and fine.
Well, yeah, but what about the expert?
All right. Oh, okay.
Well, make a garlic shot out of it. Take a shot of that garlic out of that jar, a teaspoon of honey, and a shot of apple cider vinegar. Go to town once in the morning.
What does that do?
Make your colon supersonic.
Oh, God. Really, Tony?
Well, I
make you very healthy.
Go ahead, Joan.
Okay. One other question. I don't know a lot about seasonings other than like oregano or basil. But what's another go-to one for you that will add to a dish, not take it over, you know?
No, that chili topping I made, they put on the salmon, seems to be working on everything. Popcorn, corn on the cob, vegetables, pasta, works on so many things.
And it's chili?
Well, let's see. I have the ingredients here. See, he's got this, he's got, there's no ingredients in this.
What's there's 17 secret ingredients.
Well,
I want to beat the colonel.
Come on, man. We'll throw Joan a bone here and tell her about one
3 years to make this.
Throw
ginger,
her something.
Garlic, turmeric. Chili powder, chipotle powder, smoked paprika.
Smoked paprika.
A whole bunch of
other
little tricks.
This would be good.
Okay.
I got another one called Tony's Tucson Cellars. My original no salt I made about 5 years ago. A woman says, you have a no salt. I says, no, I don't.
So this was 5 years ago this happened.
This one started.
And so what's in that, Darby?
I can't read it without my glasses.
No oregano.
I got my glasses.
Garlic, onion, bell peppers. There's a little bit of lemon peel in it.
There's a million things in it.
Yeah, so what gives it the salt sort of essence, though?
So many different flavors. It took me 6 months. The garlic was a stinker, overpowered everything.
Right.
I took garlic out of it. All the other flavors come in individually.
Now, you have carrot in this.
Yep.
You took oregano
interesting.
Out of it, not garlic.
Parsley, garlic, onion, celery, basil, bell peppers, lemon peel, thyme, carrot, and other goodies, which I guess are the secret ingredients.
Could be basil, rosemary, other things, parsley, sage, thyme.
It seasons anything. It's really good.
That's one of our most popular sellers.
All right, Joan, thank you very much for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. We talk seasoning today with Darby Weigel and Tony Carlotto of Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The Tony's Unsalted No Stroke No Joke is the new line. And you know why, folks? Of course, because he had a stroke. That's
a stroke of luck.
Okay.
We have so many nice people along the way to recovery. It's incredible.
You take it in a very optimistic
Absolutely.
Way.
You can't cry about it. just got to do it.
Yeah?
I had all left in stitches the whole time in the hospital.
He did.
Did he?
So
oh,
we love
yes.
you. Well, maintenance, happy every day. Take me to rehab, take me to therapy, ready to go.
It was very nice for you to send the picture yeah. indicating that we're number one.
I knew you liked that. yeah. You are number one. You have so many fans. It's
oh,
incredible.
Cut it out. Let's go back to the phones here. Carol in Port Ewan. Carol, you're on.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming out with the new line that's salt-free, Tony. And I'm so glad to see that you're back on your feet again.
Thank you.
I was wondering, my husband and I put Sex on the Beef on everything, and I don't even eat beef. But because I'm not using salt now, what would you suggest as one or two of the ones to use?
Everything you put
in
it on?
In place of the salt.
I got a new one, a castrated beef. It's a similar thing. I'm still going to add some, maybe some garlic, black garlic powder to that. That's the key ingredient in the
black garlic powder.
I guess I'm going to make it the black garlic powder.
Are you still growing the black garlic? I know that you've...
Black garlic is a traditional white garlic. It takes me 40 days to convert it to black garlic.
Ah.
It's a process at 140 degrees. I toned it down to it for a longer time.
And so what does it do? How does it change the flavor?
It's beyond fermentation. It's called a Maillard reaction. It changed the whole chemical structure of it. It's almost like a licorice, very umami flavor.
Mm.
Some people just eat it like licorice for candy.
Interesting.
But that's the basic flavor in Sex on the Beef. I'm going to incorporate that into the castrated beef.
Terrific.
And we call it Castrated Plus.
And thanks for keeping saying that over and over again, because it just makes for great radio. Carol, you want to follow up at all?
I was wondering if he knows anything about Himalayan salt and if he's using that at all.
We use primarily Himalayan salt. I just got 2 tons of it.
Salt
is mined from inside a mountain in Pakistan. It's from a seabed 280 million years old. Nothing man-made has ever touched it or polluted it, so people like because of that. The pink Himalayan has more iron than the white Himalayan. There's like a redder Himalayan that's having more iron yet, but it's a pristine, clear salt, clear as the day it was hidden in the earth millions of years ago. We start selling salt seeds. People say, I don't even know how to grow salt.
Salt seeds?
Yep. It takes 100 million years
how do you
to germinate.
Grow salt? We're like...
Put them in the ground. Let me know how it's going.
It's one of those shows, Carol. Well,
you
thank
bet.
You for being a part of it. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551. Zach, you can only just throw your hands up in the air, right? Tony Carlotto's back in the house. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. Yes, it's Food Friday. Darby and Tony are here, and they say weird things. And we'll be back with more. And we're back, and what could happen now? It's Food Friday. Tony Carlotto, Darby Weigel are here, and we talk seasoning today. I got to tell you, whatever was in those wings is still making me sweat. They don't taste that spicy. So there's one ingredient that we have to do some diagnostic testing and figure out what it is. But you cooled me down with some of the zucchini bread. Who brought that, and who made that?
She's the master of that.
Really? You make that?
I do. I do the baking side of our business.
How do you guys do it? I mean, really, just for this show, wings, salmon on a plank, zucchini bread, 2 kinds of pickles, one of which I haven't even tried yet.
Peanut butter cookies.
Well, all right.
Well, there are 24 hours in a day.
And the partridge is a
pear tree. He needs his sleep. He had a stroke. You presumably need a little sleep because you're waiting on him hand and foot.
This is true.
And you're making all the blends now.
It's a labor of love.
Well, you know what? And you know you're going on vacation. So
yes.
Just going to make it through this program. Our number is 800-348-2551. Food Friday. Tony Carlotto, Darby Weigel from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. And Michael in Brimfield, Mass. Michael, you're on.
I have a quick question that may be easy for them to answer or not. So I have always been looking for some sort of an educational book and or a website that would explain the tastes of the different spices as you put them in food. And I know when you should use them. I know that some things you're supposed to put in at the very last minute just before you serve something, and some you put in as you first start cooking. And I have never been able to find anything like that.
You know what? You make a great point, and I think there's so much subjectivity to the tastes. So, Tony, how would you answer that question?
There's a good book out now by Cooks Illustrated. They have a whole series of books. They attack it from the science of cooking, explain why something works, when to put something in. It just came out in May. I believe it was called The Flavor Bible.
But I mean, how can you describe what a certain flavor of an herb is? I mean, how, all right, let's say basil. Describe it for me.
Sweet, pungent, ecstasy.
Sweet,
some
pungent, ecstasy?
That people put it, they start cooking it at the beginning, you lose everything. Some things are meant to be put in right at the end. And just, you know, reading cookbooks or getting tips from people and that. That there, www, has all sorts of good stuff on there.
All right. Our number is 800-348-2551. Thank you for the call. We now go to Peter in Lee. Peter, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I heard you talking earlier about pastrami, and I was wondering what entails making that, preparing it, and also if that's something you make for sale or that. Yeah.
Acacia Farmers Market, I do have it this week, but I make pork pastrami from pork, pastrami from beef, and the major thing, salt and sugar brine. I don't brine them. I do a dry rub on them.
Yeah.
I've been buying top round steaks lately when they go on sale. In about 5 days, I just coat them with probably 2 pounds of sugar, 2 pounds of salt. I can do maybe 10 pieces of steak. Mm-hmm. It gets quickly to do it. A whole, like a roast, takes too long. You got to inject them sometimes. Or something like a steak that's thinner, I can have that ready in about a week.
So what do you do?
I take salt and sugar, mix them together, rub them on the things, I put them in a plastic tub, stack them up. About the second day, the moisture, the water starts coming out of them. You just keep rotating them around.
It goes in the fridge?
Yep. And then they'll get hard, so it's almost like a hard as a carp, they say.
Yeah.
And then you know it's almost pretty fully cured. But the whole key to that is about the sixth day, you have to desalt them, maybe 1 day in water. I do pork pastrami. I use orange crushed soda because the pork will take a sweetener on that.
Oh, interesting.
And you can buy pork loins pretty cheap, you know, $1.99 a pound almost any day of the week. It's rare to find beef on sale. I butterfly the pork loin open. Then do that same process. But my flavoring, to make it pastrami, I do it simply with cracked pepper and coriander. Some people add, you know, that's the key, two key ingredients that's in pastrami.
And then
to keep it simple.
It goes 5-6 days, and then you basically desalt it.
Because most time people do it, they get it too salty.
And then you have to put it in the, you have to smoke it, right?
You can do an oven or a smoker.
Yeah, and how long would you smoke that?
Oh, maybe about 250 degrees and get up that high for 3 or 4 hours. You do a slow smoking, a little bit less if it's fully cooked. Sometimes I'll start them in the oven, like at 225 for 2 hours, put them in the smoker for flavor.
Interesting.
But you can't beat it. It's a very simple thing to do. And again, there's all sorts of recipes on the internet for different spices, but I keep it simple.
Peter.
That sounds great. Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For taking my call.
Thanks a lot. 800-348-2551 is the number on a Food Friday with Darby Weigel and Tony Carlotto. And Larry in Clinton. Larry, you're on.
Yes. There was a question of no salt. I've got, I buy it at a Hannaford right here in Clinton, New York.
Yeah.
They must sell it down in Albany.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's Kraft. Somebody said they never heard of it on your show.
We just didn't know the chemicals involved, and we didn't want to give people the wrong
impression. It says potassium chloride, bitartrate, atypic acid, silicone dioxide, mineral oil, and fumaric acid. Doesn't sound anything, you know, it's not, doesn't sound too dangerous to me.
There you go.
Probably cure the gout, too.
Well, we didn't know.
Probably cure gout, too.
Yeah, no, it's by French's. I mean, like the guys who make the mustard, you know? I mean,
yeah, we just didn't know what the chemicals were. Well, thank you, Larry. We appreciate that very much. This email came in from Tana in Cooperstown. Do you know of any the spice mixtures? I'm sorry. We're missing something here. Do any of the spice mixtures contain fresh ingredients, such as your garlic salt? And that's from Tana in Cooperstown.
Our garlic salt is made with strictly pure garlic. It's just garlic and salt. So we grow.
And you grow your own garlic, right? So you grow your own salt?
Yeah. I've been planting salt.
Enough to
live long enough
salt?
For it to germinate, though.
Yeah, it takes a while, right? This email also from Mary Lou. A few years ago, I was put on an elimination diet and discovered I have a sensitivity to mushrooms and onions. When I eat out, it's impossible to find meals that don't have these ingredients in them, so I eat what I want, and it usually doesn't bother me. But when I'm home, I try to cook without mushrooms and onions, but these dishes just fall flat. What herbs or spices would you suggest I add to meals to make them more enjoyable again?
Oh, salt and pepper will help anything if you can stand salt and pepper.
Yeah.
But that'll help anything. My Tony's Tremendous are number one seller. That's mushroom and garlic base. So
but people, you can't tolerate the mushrooms.
I've got another mixture called Tony's Tuscan Garlic Mix, which is the same thing without mushroom. Because so many people can't use mushrooms, and it's too bad because
mushrooms are good. Here's a little secret. Now, you know, the sex on the beef is great on pizza. My kids love it. We put it on our pasta, you know, when my wife makes sauce.
Plate spaghetti, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Killer in reds.
The kids don't like mushrooms, but we don't tell them there's mushroom. Exactly.
They'll never know.
We never tell them. Back to the phones we go at 800-348-2551. Kevin in Stattsburg. Kevin, you're on.
Hello. First of all, I'd like to say, Ray, how much I always enjoy Food Fridays. I can tell you're such an enthusiastic eater.
Oh, you got that and, right, man.
He doesn't look it.
Anyway, and I'd like to ask Tony, what he thinks of, like, buying smoked salts?
We sell a lot of smoked salt.
You know, buying...
I smoke myself.
I'm sorry?
We sell a lot of smoked
salt. So you're in favor of smoked salt?
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Okay.
I smoke in a smoker on these screen racks. I take it to a light, like a nice golden brown.
Yeah.
Some places go very deep with it for longer times. A lot of places use like a fake smoke, liquid smoke on it, but we do always with a fruitwood smoke, which I think is better than
like, so like a cherry or an apple.
Hybrid, yep.
Yeah.
I make smoked peppercorns are pretty popular also.
And the smoky penguin.
What's a smoky penguin?
We have a series of penguins, which are salt and pepper. Started with black
salt
peppercorns,
and pepper,
white
black.
Salt, begging for them to penguins. So any salt and pepper mix we have, we call penguin.
You see what you started, Kevin? Do you want to follow up?
I don't know. I'm just grinning a bit much. There's a lovely breeze here on the Hudson.
Well, yeah, we make a thing called pig stuff.
Pig stuff?
Yeah. I got a thing called pig gas, and I just added smoke salt to that to equal the gas part.
Okay, Kevin. All right, that's it. You know, thankfully, the show is almost over.
We've got to go.
15 minutes to go. Thank you for the call. 800-348-2551. Oh, yeah, it's always fun to have Tony Carlotto back. I can see he hasn't lost a step.
No.
Darby Weigel here as well from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. If you have a question about seasoning, number's 800-348-2551. Rob in Western Massachusetts. Rob, you're on.
Hi. I was going to ask about sesame seeds, but something else came up, and it makes me want to change my question.
Okay. Well, you can do both.
Okay. Thank you. Where do you get the garlic that you grow? Because I would love to grow garlic, and I heard last time you were on, you know, you plant it late in the year, but where would I get the bulbs?
A good place to go. The garlic festival, especially like the one in Bennington, the Southern Vermont Garlic Festival, is Labor Day weekend in Bennington. For years, that's where I always got my seed garlic. There's so many vendors there with different kinds. There's hundreds of choices there. So I just highly recommend doing that. The Connecticut Garlic Festival on Labor Day week, or on Columbus Day weekend, rather, in Bethlehem, Connecticut is a good place. And the king of all festivals is the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival in Saugerties, New York. They had 53,000 people last year.
And, you know, you could just grab a bulb. I mean, Greg Ward was in here for the gardening show one day, and he said, I brought you some garlic. Here's what you do. And put it in the ground. Of course, it died, but that wasn't Greg's fault. That was our fault. But, you could, you know, just get some and pop it in the ground, man.
But aren't there, like, fun ones? I thought you guys were talking about, you know, different varieties and fun varieties. That's what I would like
there
to
are different varieties.
Know
some
more
have
about.
More heat to them or more pungent.
How
some
many did
mild.
You have at one time? You had a lot.
One time I had 13 or 14. I couldn't keep track. I lost track when I haven't cared. I got down to like two or three now.
What do you got now?
I do purple glazers, my main line. I do a German red called German Redneck. So that's a... white garlic, also like a porcelain garlic. They're good-sized cloves. They're nice, enough spice for me. There's some really killer stuff. Guy had a garlic festival a few years ago. He says, put those one out of his pocket. Try this. Boy, that was hotter than a scorpion pepper. Unbelievable. So people look for different flavors, different intensities.
Now, how do they breed them? Do they do
there's different things they
crossbreeding
propagate them,
to get them that spicy?
I don't know how they get to that point. There's a garlic called Georgia garlic. It's from the Georgia section of Russia, so that's like a spicier one, but there's all sorts. You may find 50 different varieties.
So, Rob, I mean, his best bet then will be to go to a garlic festival?
Absolutely.
Yeah? And then you just take them, the bulbs, and pop them in the ground? Upside
the
down, right?
The little pointed end up, like a little root thing down.
Yeah.
Inch under the ground. It's easy to grow.
Yeah, except for me. And I had a little trouble there, Rob, but I'm sure you'll do much better.
Rob had a question about sesame seeds also.
Oh, we lost him. All right, call back, Rob. We have time for you.
He's probably listening. We have a sesame ginger is very popular. It works lots of things, vegetable cells and such like that.
Yeah, I love sesame ginger.
I just grind them
ginger.
In with the ginger and the sesame seeds into a salt, and that works very well.
I got to tell you, before we take the next call, that dill pickle, outstanding, man. Outstanding.
That's my better batch of this. It's,
how do you do
just
that?
Just a hair bit. Just was last minute thing. I added just a touch of maple syrup to it just to tone it down.
You know?
That's a traditional
a
garlic,
helper,
kosher
too.
Garlic dill.
You?
No, not me.
Who was the special helper?
His granddaughter.
Oh, nice. Oh,
just, one hand is, I help you, Poppy. I got a crinkle cutter. Cut them all by hand.
Cut them all.
She started going at it pretty good. That's your job now.
That's a great job. And I got to tell you, I had forgotten to show you just my senility level that you had put maple syrup in it. And I took a bite just now during the last call. Didn't taste the maple.
How you can tell it, but this buffers enough to make very
That's a nice idea. Let's go over to Alice in Sheffield. Alice, you're on.
Hi, I was just going to ask what kind of salts Darcy would use when baking zucchini breads.
Darby.
To tell you the truth, I never put the salt in. I always leave it out.
Really?
Yep.
Even before the stroke?
Yeah. Just, I never saw a need for it.
Well, it's very delicious.
It's good bread.
I'll say that. But what would you use if you did use salt?
I'd use some kind of pink Himalayan.
Yeah?
Probably fine grind. So it simulates in well.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. All right. You guys say you're going to be in Round Lake coming up.
Yep.
When's that?
August 10th and 11th, I believe, that weekend.
You going to rest up until then?
You bet.
Yeah?
I got stuff to make. I'll be okay.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're going to take it easy, right? You have some stocks on hand.
Stuff we got to do.
He does take it easy. He's smart enough to realize he needs to rest.
I mean, Darby, you're going on vacation. Who's going to make sure he doesn't overdo it?
Probably his granddaughter. The 8-year-old.
The pickle cutter.
The pickle cutter, right.
Well, that's good.
Now, he's a smart man, so he knows...
Okay, now, Rob, who we hung up on prematurely, has his question about sesame seeds. Sorry about that, Rob. Rob says, can I make a ginger, garlic, chili pepper, sesame seed mix and then smoke it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
But ginger, garlic, chili pepper, sesame seed mix, and then smoke it. And that would be low temperature?
Hot with smoke, too. Yeah, just... Once you get them out of smoke, you'll mix all of those ingredients together and do the smoking last.
And so what do you put them in, just a metal tray or whatever?
I got a screen, like regular aluminum window screen I put in my smoker, so it gets both sides of it, and I stir it up every now and then over and over.
But if you have fine grain...
No, the bigger, I just use the bigger.
What about the sesame seeds and such?
Add those after. Don't smoke those.
Don't smoke those.
You could probably do it after. Once you make your mix, you probably stir it all together on a piece of aluminum screen.
Okay. All right. But otherwise, don't screen it. Don't smoke at all. In other words,
I'd probably smoke the salt and do it with that, mix them together.
Maybe the garlic, too?
I'll smoke the whole thing, yeah.
Interesting. All right. Number here, we only have a few minutes left. If you have a question for our seasoning experts, 800-348-2551. Darby Weigel here and Tony Carlotto from Rolling Rock Farm in Sheffield, Massachusetts. So Round Lake in August 10th and 11th. What else is coming up in your more limited schedule?
Stockbridge, Mass, which is close to us. There's an arts craft festival 2 days the following weekend.
Okay.
Then we do a Labor Day weekend for the Vermont Garlic Festival. The next week after is the Hudson Valley Food and Wine Festival at the Rhinebeck Fairgrounds.
Exciting. Yeah.
We did good there last night.
That was
fun.
Yeah.
Fun time.
The Vermont Garlic Festival is great, though, right?
Very good, yes. Nice place, good setting.
It's fun just to go.
200 vendors there.
But, every time somebody calls in about that, they say, we tried the chocolate-covered garlic. How could you?
That and
why
the,
would you?
Garlic ice cream. I do everything but that.
Yeah?
Some people like it.
Really?
It's something different to do.
Have you ever tried the garlic ice cream?
Sounds disgusting. Ice cream is ice cream.
You know what? Your homework before the next show, if we have you back, is to try the garlic ice cream.
Okay.
And
then,
if you like it, maybe, Tony, you
bacon-wrapped garlic I try first.
Well, that would be
That'd
delicious.
Be good, yeah,
What's wrong
that
with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Bacon-wrapped smoked garlic.
Yes.
How about bacon-wrapped black garlic?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Well, the garlic shots are good, too. They have their, again, just take, crush up some garlic, mince it up with apple cider vinegar, and a teaspoon of honey is truly good for you. Again, we're no doctors here.
It's good for you.
You're not
but...
doctors, but you did tell us what it does. And,
oh, yeah.
And you don't need to go into those details again.
You can read my Ode to Garlic on my website. It explains all that.
And what is the website, Tony?
RollingRockSalt.com.
RollingRockSalt.com. I think we have time for another call or two here, and our screener is getting us one here. This looks like Oh, it's our buddy. It's let's go to line one in Johanna in Salt Point. Hello, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you. I have a lot of hot peppers growing. What would you suggest I could use them for seasoning what?
Have fun with your friends and neighbors. Tell them to try them. hot peppers have a really good seasoning. The scorpion pepper is about the hottest pepper you can buy. There's variations of it.
Yeah.
But they have a unique flavor that's known. If you go easy on it, to put in there, ghost pepper, yeah, habanero peppers, or jalapeno peppers, but
so
whatever you want to heat up or what degree you want to
would
heat.
Would you dry them and use them
you can dry
as seasoning?
Them. I grind them in the salt fresh to get the maximum flavor into it, but you can smoke like smoked jalapenos. You can do or smoked habaneros I'll do, but...
Oh, yeah. I love the habaneros, yeah.
Why'd you grow them?
I use them for oil. Like, I infuse the oil with the hot peppers so that, like, when I make some kind of a, you know, a stir fry, I can use that oil, and it kind of adds a nice heat.
Absolutely. Yeah, just a couple of drops at a time if you want the heat to be without getting too crazy. That's great.
Yeah, I'm just looking for other ideas of, I've got so many, I'm looking for ways to use them.
Last year I had a bunch of habit. I dried them in a dehydrator. I got like three or four bags of them. I'll chop them, I'll grind them up to just put in a regular salt grinder to put on things, just a slight twist. I'll just add a little bit of heat to something.
Yeah.
And dry, you can preserve them forever, drying them to a...
All right, so dehydrating might be an option
absolutely
for that as well. Or can you pickle those?
You can.
That might be nice.
Sure, absolutely. You got to find a hothead who's going to eat them.
Interesting.
There you go. Hey, we have about 20 seconds here. So, Johanna, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend. All right. Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel, well done. You have three or four events coming up. You got the Vermont Garlic Festival in late August, Round Lake, August 10th and 11th. You got the Hudson Valley
last
wine.
Last weekend of September. The Hudson Valley wine's a... September 8th and 9th, or 7th and 8th, I think that is.
And you have a Labor Day thing going on, too, right?
The Vermont Garlic Festival.
That's when that is. Yeah. Okay, well, guys, great job, and we appreciate it very much. We didn't get to the peanut butter cookies, but we will as soon as we're done here. Support comes from the Egremont Barn, presenting BTUs on Friday, July 12th, Saturday night, the Picky Bastards. Open mic every Wednesday night, the EgremontVillageInn.com. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all butter scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee, blacksheepdeli.com. HGS Home Chef in historic Hillsdale, New York, four cooking classes in two designer kitchens, taught by national and local specialist, hillsdalegeneralstore.com for what's cooking. And River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. Well, that's it for today on Food Friday. Thanks to Tony Carlotto and Darby Weigel of Rolling Rock Farm for being with us today. Thank you for listening all week to Vox Pop. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. Amber Sickles took the calls today. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. He's not here, but he's a producer all the same. I'm Ray Graff. Have a great weekend. Monday, it's a Medical Monday at 2 p.m. Right now, stand by for the best of our knowledge.